Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. The Diocese of Rockville Center may be on the verge of making history as the first Catholic diocese in the nation to have its bankruptcy case dismissed amid the clergy sex abuse scandal. Bart Jones reports on Newsday.com that after 3.5 years and $100 million in legal fees, the diocese and hundreds of survivors of childhood sexual abuse by priests are in a standoff in negotiations that bankruptcy experts say have all but blown up. A court hearing on what happens next in the case is set for May 9th, with the diocese now asking for the bankruptcy proceeding to be dismissed. The abuse cases stem from the state's 2019 Child Victims Act, which opened a 2-year window for survivors to file lawsuits regardless of how long ago the abuse occurred. By October 2020, the diocese declared bankruptcy, saying payouts from the cases could leave it financially ruined. It's starting negotiating with the survivors for a settlement. Robert E. Gerber, a former U.S. bankruptcy court judge who is now involved in the case as a lawyer, said in a response brief to the court that when survivors voted on the diocese's final offer of $200 million this month, the 86% rejection rate was the most lopsided such vote he could recall seeing in his 15 years on the bench. The victims and their lawyers apparently won $450 million. He was so concerned that he submitted a brief pleading for the two sides to reach a settlement. With negotiations at a stalemate, the diocese asked for the dismissal of the bankruptcy proceedings. Ice from Montauk's commercial fishing fleet comes from a machine at the Gosman's Dock property. Local fishermen say it's the lone machine capable of churning out vast quantities of ice they rely on to store and transport fresh catch. With Gosman's for sale, fishing interests are worried about the future. The East End Commercial Fishing Association formed last year to try to get financial support from the government for a new facility and ice machine. As reported on Newsday.com, in 2018, the Town of East Hampton's Planning Board approved a site plan application from Inlet Seafood, Inc. that included a proposed 5,520-square-foot ice house storage and office building, town records show. Brian and Asa Gosman, who are cousins and part owners of Gosman's Dock, said that 11.6-acre property remains for sale with no contracts drawn up. Brian Gosman, 51, said he and his cousin plan to continue running the seafood operation. The ice plant, as of now, there's no plans of it going anywhere, Gosman said, while acknowledging the future beyond the next few years is harder to predict in Montauk. The Long Island of Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame is now accepting applications for its 2024 Student Scholarship Program. The deadline for applications is Friday, May 10th. Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame will award $500 scholarships to graduating students. These scholarships will provide funding to eligible graduating high school students from Long Island who have shown an interest in pursuing a career in music. To apply and to read the eligibility requirements, visit www.limusichalloffame.org. Student scholarships applications deadline is Friday, May 10th, 2024. You just need to graduate from one of the counties on Long Island. Governor Kathy Hochul's proposal to restrict young people's exposure to addictive social media feeds and increase child data protections fell out of the final state budget, but state lawmakers say they plan to pass both bills before the legislative session ends in June. Both the social media algorithm bill and a bill banning online sites from collecting data from those under the age of 18 is expected to be taken up in the coming weeks. Keisha Klucke reports on Newsday.com that the bills have the backing of Democrats who control the Senate and Assembly, as well as Hochul and New York State Attorney General Letitia James. They say the legislation will protect young people's mental health by limiting potential negative effects of social media, including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and keep minors' data secure. The proposals are running up against lobbying efforts of big tech. Tech NYC, a nonprofit industry group that has been lobbying on behalf of its members, including Meta, formerly known as Facebook, Google, and Yahoo, applauded the decision to take the proposal out of the state budget. The budget process is not the appropriate place to negotiate complex legislation, Tech NYC president and CEO Julie Samuels said in a statement. Governor Hochul told reporters earlier this month that the lobbying efforts had nothing to do with the language not being included in the final budget, saying they just ran out of time, with negotiations focusing instead on a housing deal. Stony Brook, Southampton will serve as a satellite pickup location for Heart of the Hamptons Food Pantry every Friday from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. It began this past Friday in the university's Fine Arts parking lot. Presently, Heart of the Hamptons is located in the Basilica of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary Roman Catholic Church in Southampton Village, but will be moving to their new location in Southampton Village once construction is completed. Meantime, members of the Heart of the Hamptons Food Pantry can come to Stony Brook, Southampton on Fridays between 10 a.m. and 12 noon to pick up a variety of nutritious foods at the Southampton College campus, including non-perishable items like canned soup, cereal, pasta, canned tuna, peanut butter, frozen meat, dairy products, and more. Each qualified family will receive three large grocery bags, which contain 40 meals for the week. Last year, Heart of the Hamptons provided nearly 350,000 meals to community members. This year, they are on track to provide 450,000 meals to families in need. Over the last 4 years, Heart of the Hamptons has seen an increase of over 500% in members and food requests. The Hampton Bays Civic Association will hear updates on Southampton Town's Battery Energy Storage System, BESS, code update process, and on the town's upcoming hearing on transferring the former Bel Air Cove Motel property to the Community Preservation Fund, along with information about accessory dwelling units at its 7 p.m. meeting this evening at the Hampton Bays Senior Center, 25 Ponquag Avenue in Hampton Bays. Last July, residents of Hampton Bays boisterously opposed a large BESS system just east of the Shinnecock Canal during nearly 3 hours of testimony at a Southampton Town Board hearing. Tonight's meeting is at 7 p.m. in the Hampton Bays Senior Center on Ponquag Avenue. Blade, the helicopter charter company, was founded 10 years ago as a way for commuters going between New York and the Hamptons to avoid vehicle traffic. This May, it is introducing a new service, the Hampton Streamliner, that, starting at $195 a ticket, will take passengers to destinations on Eastern Long Island aboard a bus. Andrew Zucker reports in the New York Times that, like Blade's helicopters, seats on which start at over $1,000, its buses are marketed as a luxurious option for Hampton's goers. Seats can recline up to 45 degrees, and passengers will be offered free refreshments like espresso martinis, pop-up bagels, and sweet green salads as they make their way from Manhattan to stops in Southampton, Bridgehampton, and East Hampton via the Long Island Expressway. The 19-passenger buses, of course, will be subject to the same gridlock and hours-long traffic delays any vehicle can encounter on the expressway, making the onboard perks a main draw, said Royson Branch, Blade's chief marketing officer. This level of service is commensurate to what you would see in a private aviation, she said. Ms. Branch stated that Blade leaders saw a space in the market between more affordable Hamptons bus services, like the 54-seat Hampton Jitney or 30-seat Ambassador, tickets for which start at $41 and $64, and pricier modes of transportation like helicopters, which have drawn mounting complaints from residents of New York City and the East End about noise and other disruptions. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.